Finn, and you're listening to Finn's Forecast. Yesterday, I forecasted wet snow until now. Well, it is even worse. This wet snow continues until the evening. A high of +4 degrees. Great for the first full day of spring, right? Huh. Evening and night are partly cloudy with a couple of hours with wet snow around midnight. A low of -9. Thursday morning, a mix of sun and clouds. At noon, the temperature is still around -6. With the strong northwesterly wind, it feels like -14. Catch me again tomorrow on Finn's Forecast. Back to Zoe and John.
See ya!
Recording in progress.
Zooming with Zoe once again. Maybe that's what we should have called the show. Zooms with Zoe. How goes your Wednesday so far?
So far so good. Bit chilly, as I'm sure Finn has just told us. So.
Uh-huh. Well, first full day of spring, too. Listen, yeah. I'm not complaining because, as you know, I do radio shows in other markets, and like Owen Sound is one of those markets. They got 10 to 15 centimeters of snow yesterday, another 10 to 15 today, another 5 centimeters on the way tomorrow. They got snow squall warnings, etc. I got a friend down in Wyerton who's got a food truck. They can't even open it. That's how bad it is there. So could be worse.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it could always be worse. You're right.
But yeah, looking at the forecast, we're a long ways away from seeing spring weather again. I don't understand how this
works. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, it's 1 or 2 days. No, it's like the rest of this week into the weekend. We don't know what next week's really looking like yet. So, yeah, it's a little like, don't put those parkas away yet, kids. You never know.
And this is why, and we've dubbed it the Commando Bridge, or you dubbed it the Commando Bridge. I'm saying we because I love it so much. I'm making it mine, too, now. this is the rail bridge that cyclists and pedestrians fell in love with all last year. It connects Ottawa and Gatineau along the parkway. They keep that closed in the wintertime because it's not designed to be able to handle winter road salt, the weight of snow, and on and on and on. Well, there's been a lot of news, I guess, this week. Why is this not open? The weather has been great. Well, because winter weather. And people are like, no, but winter is done. We've been sitting in shorts and t-shirts. It's because we're still around freezing temperatures that they say, you know, a little bit of freezing rain, a little bit of snow is just enough to make it slippery, greasy, and I guess the wood slats they use for the bridge are dangerous. That's why we're not going commando.
That makes a lot of sense. And I, again, like, okay, we got a couple of nice days of weather. Let's not jump the gun here, guys.
We're so anxious, though.
Canada, it comes back with a revenge sometimes. So
anyway, that's the reason why we're not going commando. Sorry. Yes, it does. And if you're looking for a sure sign of spring, the concession stands are being removed from the canal today and tomorrow.
Yep, that sounds about right.
They were only open for like 5 minutes, but they're being removed now. First sign of spring. Yay.
I also hear that the tulips are starting to sprout some little out of the soil, so maybe we'll get those sooner rather than later.
That's a little early.
Well, it has been a very warm winter.
We'll go snuggle the tulips and keep them warm for a while.
Yeah. We're gonna be blinded by the light of the solar eclipse on April 8th.
She seriously just comes up with these, like, on the spot. Nobody makes me laugh like Zoe Thorne. Yes, the eclipse is coming up April 8th. Kids can't be in school because we can't trust the kids to not open the curtains and look at the light. And if they do, well, the school board's on the hook and we're going to sue everybody. I don't even want to get into the whole political debate about it, except we probably will. My question is this, Zoe. The trajectory for, you know, for the perfect view of the eclipse, everybody's going to see the eclipse. It'll, you know, whether you, well, don't look at it directly, but we're all going to be affected by the eclipse. But the perfect trajectory puts it right over Kingston and Niagara Falls. And those two cities specifically, they're putting on like full-on parties, like bands and food trucks. And like, it's insanity. 500,000 people going to Kingston to watch the eclipse. We're not that far off the path. It's not the perfect eclipse path for purists, but I'm not hearing about anything going on in this city regarding the eclipse. Are you?
I was surprised that I haven't heard anything from the Science and Tech Museum,
but we
did hear from the Nature Museum, who will be doing a live stream of it so you can stay indoors.
Okay.
Or I believe that you can go and get your tickets and go stand out on the front lawn, and they give you a free pair of glasses to go see that from outside the museum.
Look at that. Unearthing. Yeah. A thing to do in Ottawa regarding, well, if that doesn't get 500,000 people to our town, I don't know what will.
Honestly, yes. I don't see anything about food vendors or anything about drinks.
Can we get Beaver Tails on the phone, please? There's got to
somebody,
be an opportunity.
Anybody?
All right, so that's going on. If you've got a cool eclipse party going on, first off, we'll bring the whiskey and a bottle of wine. We want to be at your eclipse party, but let us know if you know of anything happening in Ottawa, Gatineau, for the eclipse. Now, we're not encouraging people to look at it by any stretch of the imagination. Let's be
unless
safe.
Unless you have the glasses.
Right. But just for fun, as we were talking, I decided let's Google and see if there's anything going on. So here are the first stories that pop up regarding the eclipse as it pertains to Ottawa. My search terms are as follows. Eclipse, Ottawa. From Carlton U. Environmental health and safety warning. CBC, eclipse casts opportunity versus safety debate over schools. Art classes and eclipse glasses. Oh, here's one from CTV News Ottawa.
Mm.
All right. 500,000 visitors expected in Kingston, Ontario for the total solar eclipse. Not a thing on their page about Ottawa.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And again, it's the Ottawa CTV, but let's talk about Kingston, you know, because they don't have their own CTV. Like, oh, gosh.
Yeah, get your own.
Yeah, stop bumming off of ours. You already got everyone coming to your town.
It's kind of quiet in Ottawa today.
It is. It is a quiet day in Ottawa. I don't know if it's because the chilly weather scared us all back inside again and we're still waiting to unhibernate.
I love that. Is that a word?
I don't. You asked me that the other day when I said another word. It was unpeasable.
That's right. And it turned out it was a word.
It was a word. Yeah. I was pretty proud of myself for not knowing that a word was a word.
I got a couple of fun stories from other shows that I did today. Let's share them with you here. Remember the old iPod Shuffle? That was the little square one. Didn't have a display on. It was just literally little metal square. Remember the buttons that kids used to wear on their jean jackets and stuff? You're probably too young to remember jean jackets, but they kind of,
yes,
you know.
I know jean jackets.
They lend them, but do you remember the buttons that people used to,
yes,
like the Duran Duran buttons and stuff that people used to,
yes,
wear?
Okay. I have buttons on my corkboard.
All right. So you're one of the cool kids. Welcome to the club. Well, the iPod Shuffle is kind of the same shape as those buttons were. We'll leave it to a TikTok creator. Gosh, we're going to miss TikTok if they take that away from us. Kirilin Vader is her name, and she is taking iPod Shuffles, and she's attaching some sort of hair clip, I guess, or like barrette to the back of them, and she's turning them into like a hair accessory. They're the coolest looking thing.
Huh. So that is a pretty neat way. I mean, I'm always about the making sure to recycle those things because they have precious metals in them, but...
But if you hang on to them, it might be worth something because now it's a fashion item. Yeah.
Yes, I don't know how many of those barrettes she'll be able to make. I guess she has people sending them to her. I don't know, but...
in Cambodia, there was a problem. People have been replacing their car horns with musical car horns. You can buy these things and you program them, they'll play songs, whatever else. And it's annoying. Like the screeching car horn annoying. Anyway, the Cambodian prime minister has ordered a ban on musical car horns after videos posted on social media showed people dancing on roads and roadsides as trucks would blast past and everybody listening to these car horny little what's going on? Anyway, he has said, this is a traffic hazard. It has to stop.
Stop it.
That's the perfect car horn song. The Olympics are coming up this summer in Paris, of course, and is always the case before the Olympics, we get this news release. The number of condoms they have purchased for the Olympians. Are you ready for this year's number?
Yes, lay it on me.
Actually, let's. I see what you did. You're not going to slip that past me, Zoe Thorne. For context, let's go back a little bit. So the Seoul Olympics in 1988, 8,500 condoms at the Games.
That's a lot of condoms.
The Sydney Olympics in the year 2000, they had to order 20,000 more condoms because the 70,000 that they had ordered were not enough. So 90,000.
Okay.
For the Paris Olympic Games coming up this summer, 300,000 condoms.
Oh my goodness. Are they like just like, are they handing them out like candy? Like, I don't understand. Like,
we would like to clarify on Yao, your Ottawa webcast, they are not candy. They may be flavored like candy. They are not candy.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you want to come first or come second in that race? Just moving on to this one now. Police in East Haven, Connecticut are searching for two men who broke into a home. And I can't see Zoe's face right now, but it's probably for the best. Broke into a home, attempted to steal a cat Sunday afternoon. The cat apparently a very high-value cat. So they kicked through a locked sliding glass door, pulled a gun, and demanded the cat. Well, of course, scared the heck out of the entire family. Guess what? Nobody
scared the heck out of the cat.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that means the cat went under a bed into who knows, like, or he just abandoned the family and said, I'm out. I don't know.
Like, they hide God knows where. Like, our cat can go missing for a day. We know he's here somewhere. We just don't worry about it. I don't know where he goes. Cats are weird. And let's end on this. Ewan McGregor is starring in a brand new movie alongside his wife, Mary Elizabeth Winstead. They've been married for some time. Apparently in this movie, there are some very, very hot, steamy sex scenes, which is kind of interesting, right? A husband and wife who have a real-life connection are going to now do this on screen, except no. They've actually hired an intimacy coordinator. How's that for a job title?
It's a job title. I hope it pays well. I don't know how you would go about facilitating intimacy in a coordination standpoint, but
sounds kind of like a almost like a legit threesome, for lack of a better word.
I guess so, yeah.
Intimacy.
You like him now.
Yeah.
You like her now. Okay. Go complete the scene. Bye.
Never mind the cat at home that you can't find. Get over it. Focus on each other. Intimacy coordinator. I'd love that on my resume. What do you wear to that job interview, by the way?
I don't know if you go more clothed or less clothed.
What do you think, listener? Let us know. You can text at 613-604-6464. It's Yao, your Ottawa webcast.
We got your news nuggets, the nuggets of news, morsels of information ready for you.
I'd love to do a remix of that, like, you know, get like a hip-hop DJ, you know, wiki-wiki-wiki kind of thing going on. Yeah. Again, today, short and sweet, some good news you just gave us moments ago.
Yes, the 12-year-old boy in Orleans was found safe and sound, so that's great news. Thanks to everyone that kept their eyes out.
Missing for well over a day. His parents had to be freaked out. Oh, man.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. And I believe the report said that he was seen with a blanket when, like, the last time that he was seen, he had a blanket on him. So, like, that was kind of concerning as well, especially with this cold weather. You get, you know, your body temperature drops it doesn't take much.
Thank God he took the blanket. Anyway, I guess we won't be privy to the story, but I'm sure he and his parents will be having a conversation in the not-too-distant future. Concession stands, as we mentioned earlier, being removed from the canal, so that's just adding to some of the chaos, you know, in and around downtown. Of course, we've got Prime Minister Brian Mulroney laying in state, so a lot of people making their way there for that right now, some road closures as it pertains to that, but it's just one more thing. If you're heading downtown, just be aware of that. I know maybe you want to take the bus, although not many people are. OC Transpo, guess what? Announcing that ridership in January was down again. A $1.6 million shortfall in their budget. It's okay, Zoe. They have a new slogan now, and this is going to change everything.
Oh, get it'll ready. Save the whole thing?
Yep.
Yeah.
You and I, we're going to sell our cars tomorrow because, oh my gosh, you like try and keep me from getting on the bus now. The new slogan, are you ready? Zoe Thorne.
Yes, ready.
New ways to bus. Frequent, local, connected. That's going to put us over the top right there. That's the new slogan. It's short.
New ways to bus.
Yep.
But it's still just taking the bus.
Yep.
Okay.
In new ways, though.
In new ways, yeah. Like more often.
I don't know. Frequent, apparently. And local. That's good. Our local bus is local. Our local news isn't, but our local
really,
bus is local.
We didn't outsource them from France, like our train? Oh, that's great.
OC Transpo says the slogan is short, forward-looking, positive, and intuitive. Gosh golly.
Positive.
Road closure to make you aware of. Bank Street between Sunnyside and Cameron will be closed Friday evening through till Monday morning. And some good news, Rachel Holman, her Ottawa rink, now 7-0. They beat Japan earlier today. Go, Rachel and team. Yeah.
Woo. This is your Empowerment Coach Susie with today's Empowerment Moment. Persistence beats resistance every time. So never give up. When facing something seemingly impossible and overwhelming, remember that persistent effort is the hammer that will break through any wall that stands in your way. In fact, your unwavering determination and persistence is the key to unlocking doors to a better you and a better life. So get hammering. Find more daily tips online. Look for Power Coach Susie on all social media platforms.
Loblaws, or as some call it, Roblaws, back in the news. Anything you can do, I can sort of kind of, well, I'm not going to do it better, obviously, but I can do.
It was a good attempt. I'll give you that for sure. But yes, of course, Loblaws has been in the news for a while, and it's back in the news again because all the Reddits and subreddits have been talking about a boycott coming up in May. They are going to be putting the axe down on Loblaws and its subsidiaries. So if you want to participate in it, of course, there's quite a few places that we know are already owned and operated. So that would be Loblaws, mm-hmm. Real Canadian Superstore, No Frills, Shoppers Drug Mart, I guess Esso, because they have technically the PC points there.
I've been boycotting Esso since the ice storm way back when, because they upped the price of like driveway salt to like $20, and it was like $3. So I'm already boycotting Esso and have been. Anyway.
Yeah, there's also, TNT on the Gatineau side, Maxi. Yeah, yeah. There's quite a few things that you would have to avoid if you are going to be boycotting.
Do you know that I've never set foot inside TNT? Not once.
Oh. It's actually a really lovely store.
I drive by it all the time. I'm terrified because I've heard that there's like, they hang, like there's rabbits hanging like at the meat counter. I don't want to see that.
I don't know. I've never noticed that anyways when I've gone shopping in there, but maybe there is and I just haven't noticed.
Look, I want our businesses in Canada. I want everybody in Canada to make a profit. I don't begrudge a profit. Yeah. I understand Canadians are mad and they're frustrated. I'm more upset with Loblaws for even trying to think that they can hold their customers captive. I'm not on board with this scanner receipt. And that's holding people hostage and accusing them of stealing. I'm not on board with that. People are fed up, man. The carbon tax goes up 23% on April 1st, and there's people talking about a big gas boycott. How do you boycott gas? Like, we got to get from point A to point B. You need gas.
Yeah, I mean, there are like quite a few places you could go to maybe avoid having to go to Loblaws. Of course, there's Walmart, Sobeys, Farm Boy, Food Basics, Metro. So if that's what you plan to do.
You know what? The world is just a better place. Here's the solution. Stay home. Listen to Zoe and Milky on Yow, your Ottawa webcast, and the world will be a better place.
Yeah, your wallet will be lighter and
won't be getting any fatter either, but it will be lighter.
Exactly. We're good bite size.
Really a quiet day, Zoe.
Yes. Yeah, it is. Yeah. Not bad, though.
It's bad if you're trying to do a show about all things exciting and, you know, going on in Ottawa, and there's nothing going on.
That's what we're doing.
Okay, so it doesn't even have to be exciting.
Well, I guess, like, breaking news, I had a fantastic massage last night.
So. Nice.
Yeah. Did you want me to elaborate on it?
No, I was just, the gap there is just going to stay in the podcast, and
Oh.
Podcast will, with all the gaps in it, will time out to our usual 25-30 minutes if we just leave gaps.
We could just fill it with my laughter. That'll just drive people away faster.
Do that. Yeah. One more.
No one wants this.
I want this. Nobody makes me laugh like Zoe Thorne. Laugh, Zoe, laugh. Dance, monkey, dance.
No.
We'd love to have you on this growing show. We are not exclusively Ottawa, but we're trying to make everything we talk about relate to Ottawa, if that makes sense, which is why it's called Yow, Your Ottawa Show, or Your Ottawa Webcast. What is it called, Zoe?
It's Your Ottawa Webcast.
Thank you.
And clearly from this episode, we are upset several times about things in Ottawa not being talked about. So
what should we be talking about? Have you written a book? Let's hear from you. Do you have a podcast based in Ottawa? Let's hear from you. Are you a local band? Let's hear from you. Do you have a solution to the grocery problems? Let's hear from you. Let's hear from you. Yowshow.ca. I finally got it right. Zoe, take us to the finish line.
If you like what you heard, spread the word. And as always, ta-ta for now.
You're awesome.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Okay, I'll talk to you later. See you later. Bye.
Goodbye.
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 Bye.
Goodbye.
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 Bye.